You're watching the Top 5. Saudi protesters have taken to the streets again to call for the release of political prisoners. The people defied the regime's ban on public gatherings in the city of Buraida, the capital of Al Qassim province. They called for the release of all activists behind bars, including Houd Al Aqil. The 23-year-old political activist was arrested in March 2013 after Saudi forces raided his house in the city. Activists have said there are over 40,000 political prisoners held across the country. Many have been in jail for years without charge or trial. Riyaz has failed to silence dissent in the kingdom despite resorting to repressive tactics. Also on the Top 5 today, human rights groups have urged Britain to end what they call the outdated and costly policy of recruiting soldiers as young as 16 into the army. Child Soldiers International and Forces Watch have said Britain's military is wasting about $140 million every year to train minors, though they're not deployed to battle zones, until the age of 18. However, Britain's Defence Ministry said it has no plans to stop recruiting minors and does not recognise the figures in that report. Britain is the only member of the European Union and the only permanent member of the United Nations Security Council that allows military recruitment from the age of 16. Well, let's just go back to our earlier story from Saudi Arabia now. Joining me live from London is Mr. Zayd Al Issa. He's a Middle East expert. Now, the story that we had, Mr. Issa, was Saudi protesters again defying the regime ban on rallies, coming out into the streets again, and particularly calling for the release of the 23-year-old Houd Al Aqil, who was arrested, a political activist. The issue of people saying tens of thousands of political activists, they say, in Saudi jails without charge or trial is particularly causing a lot of concern among their families, among protesters who come out into the streets in Saudi Arabia. But how do you think the regime is planning to respond to these kinds of protests? Do you think we are going to see some kind of concession given to them?
Well, I don't believe that there will be any major concessions by the regime, because the regime is simply a brutal, ruthless dictatorship which is patently and conspicuously incapable of any reform or any change. It's a rigid dictatorship. It cannot offer any flexibility, and these actions by the ruthless, brutal dictatorship are part and parcel of the character of the regime. The regime has promised ages ago reform, and the West have always, particularly the United States, talking about the king being a reformist in nature, but that hasn't materialized. There hasn't been any meaningful or meaningful or concrete reforms. All we've seen is simply superficial cosmetic moves, particularly by appointing, and the emphasis on appointing and selecting women in the Shura Council, which is just simply a superficial act, because the Shura Council is absolutely powerless. It has no teeth, and those people are simply staunchest allies of the regime who are appointed there, and it's all a rubber stamp. Those many people who have been arrested, thousands of people have been confirmed by neutral agencies like Human Rights Watch, Amnesty International, and it is widespread knowledge that there are no fair access offered to those people arrested to any legal representation. They are denied any access to lawyers. There is complete lack of due process. They are denied the ability to appeal, and most of them remain in prison for ages without actually being charged. So this is a main problem and a major problem in Saudi Arabia. That is the indefinite arrest, and thousands of people have been there, and that is one of the main reasons that we have protests and people taking to the streets streets defying the regime, and those protests have actually surmounted the major shield, the major impregnable shield of the regime, which is sectarian divisions. We've seen that the protests have erupted in the eastern region, and they have swept throughout Saudi Arabia, and they have reached the heartland of the regime, that is Najd, where basically the regime has his power base and has a stronghold, because people are fed up to the back teeth with the massive and widespread persecution and the lack of any reforms, and they're fed up with the rule of Al Saud, which is a deeply entrenched dictatorship and the bastion of dictatorship in the region. We've seen Saudi Arabia being at the forefront and spearheading the counter-revolution and sending its troops to invade and occupy Bahrain, thinking that by occupying Bahrain, it can quell the protests there and placate the people's just demand for equality and democratic reform.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Zayd Al-Islam, Middle East expert, with us there live from London.